Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. Where is God in the midst of a crisis? Have you ever asked that question of God before? Where are you? When our problems are staring us in the face, it's hard to see beyond them. But we can be assured that God has never left our side. Long ago, the Old Testament character Joseph certainly had his share of trouble. His jealous brothers had sold him into slavery, and it was pretty much downhill from there. But God turned this evil deed into something glorious. Years later, Joseph became prime minister of Egypt, and he helped feed his starving family when their homeland was in a drought. He told them, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Think back to a moment in your life when God turned your trials into something good. We don't know the future, but God does. He is still on the throne, and He has a purpose and plan in the midst of suffering. It's our job to follow and to trust Him. We never know when a hard time is going to strike us or our family. That certainly was true of Joseph. After he was sold into slavery, he also was imprisoned for something he didn't do. Yet he trusted God through his trials. Pray with me. Dear Father, we're worried. We're discouraged. We're even stressed. Our world seems to be falling apart before our very eyes. We know You're in control, but sometimes we have trouble believing that. Please forgive us. Father, I ask that You would turn these trials into triumphs for this child of God. What Satan intended for evil in their life, You intend for good. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Take a deep, relaxing breath. And imagine yourself breathing in God's grace and mercy. Now exhale, as if you're breathing out all your troubles and worries. Place your hands in front of you, with your palms facing heavenward. Envision God's many blessings falling on you, His protection, His providential care over you, His love and joy and peace. Breathe in again slowly, Now, exhale. Whisper this to God. Thank you. God knows your every thought. Yet He's a God of grace and mercy. He's a forgiving God with infinite love. Confess your sins to God now. Joseph likely experienced every emotion you have experienced. He felt rejected. He felt angry. He was discouraged. But Joseph kept his faith in God. He believed God had a purpose amidst his pain and a plan for his life. God has a plan for your life as well. Trust that God will redeem the evil that is in the world today and ultimately bring glory to Himself. Listen now as I read what Joseph told his brothers in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20 in the New International Version. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. As I read that verse again, what word or phrase sticks out to you? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Disease, natural disasters, trials, are the result of a fallen world. But in the midst of tragedy, God is accomplishing His will. He's shining His light each day through acts of compassion and generosity. He's also looking to the future, a future He has planned. What good things have you seen happening in your world? The Bible tells us that God works all things together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Express to God for a moment your trust in His goodness. Listen now as I read Genesis 50:20 in the New Living Translation. You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. Joseph could have lived an angry, bitter life. He had every earthly reason to do so. But he didn't. Instead, he kept his eyes on God, and he grew his faith. Trials can be positive turning points. How can you use your trial to improve your life? To grow closer to God or even to family and friends? Joseph's suffering came through no fault of his own. He was sold into slavery because his brothers were jealous. He was tossed into jail because he stood for righteousness. Perhaps he asked, "What have I done to deserve this?" Maybe you are facing a trial you didn't create. What can you learn from Joseph's story? If you grow discouraged in the coming days, think back to the life of Joseph. God is like a master weaver creating a beautiful pattern. It might look messy from one perspective, but he has a perfect plan. Say this out loud right now. God intends it for good. Say that. God intends it for good. Listen now as I read Genesis 50:20 in the Amplified Bible. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present outcome, that many people would be kept alive as they are this day. Joseph's father, Jacob, loved him so much that he gave him a special coat of many colors. Joseph's identity and world were wrapped up in his family. And then members of his own family sold him into slavery and told their father he had been killed. Imagine being Joseph. How do you think he felt? Thank you. According to Bible scholars, at least 12 years passed before Joseph became prime minister. 12 long years. But Joseph remained faithful because of his faith in God. Talk to that same God now, asking him to grant you the strength to trust him in the days ahead, however long they will be. Thanks to Joseph's suffering, he was able to become prime minister of Egypt, feed his family during the drought, and then welcome them to Egypt, where they grew into a great nation, through which the Savior of the world was born. All things work together for good. Thank God now for his perfect plan. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for the example of Joseph. He trusted you during his trials. He kept his eyes on you. Father, I ask that you will give me the faith of Joseph in the days ahead. Help me to celebrate the small day-to-day victories and to trust your plan for my life. Father, you are the God of love, joy, and peace. And I need them all in my life today. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Take a few more moments now with God to rest in his perfect peace. We don't know the future, but we serve a God who does. And his plan is perfect. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.